Reporting from Toronto, Ontario, this is Mia Johnson, your community journalist with Met Radio CJTM 1280 AM. 20 candidates are vying to fill the vacant council seat left behind by the councillor who went federal. Ward 25 or Scarborough Rouge Park is looking for a new leader. A leader who will represent the city's most eastern neighborhoods. Who has what it takes? Scarborough Rouge Park, that's what's on the table. So that's Centennial, Highland Creek, Malvern, Morningside Heights, West Rouge, and Port Union. Ward 25 is a growing suburban community that's made up of homeowners, families, and immigrants. Out of the 20 candidates running, 8 of them got back to us for an interview. After speaking with these candidates, it's clear they're all in agreement on one thing. Ward 25 is often neglected at City Hall. Here's former councillor Nathan Shan, who's currently in the running.
Many people feel that we don't get a fair share of resources for the amount of contribution we make, both in property taxes, but generally in building the city. But we don't get a fair amount of resources. That's the far east and far north ward in Scarborough. Mm.
The ward is the largest geographically in the city, mostly because of its green space. Candidates said what really sets this ward apart from other wards is its parklands. Specifically, it's home to Canada's first national park. It's also one of the largest urban parks in North America, Rouge National Park. For context, though it's not a competition, it is 22 times the size of New York City's Central Park. No wonder U.S. President Donald Trump wants us as his 51st state. But to get back on topic here, the ward's vastness does have its payoffs. We raised the question to all candidates on what their vision for the ward would be. One of the journalists here at the station, Kinza Safar, spoke with Nathan Shan last week. Here's what he had to say.
Scarborough is known to be an underserved area. What would an ideal Ward 25 look like for you?
Where we have our parks maintained properly, that our sidewalks are not broken up and not fixed, when we have issues around speeding, when we have issues that we address that gets solved quickly. Like there is an example of a street widening, Port Union Road widening, that has taken far too long, you know, and inconvenienced thousands of our residents. So a project like that, I don't see it lasting that long in other parts of the city. Why is it taking this long? So I think there's a sense, and that is based on real lived experience, that, you know, some of these things are not being taken care of fast enough and are not given the priority it deserves.
A little more about Shan. He's worked in the community for the last 25 years. He's currently the chair of the Toronto District School Board and is a former Toronto City Councillor. As McKelvey's incumbent, he knows the ward well.
A significant part of the ward before, the wards were reduced. And so served in Scarborough Rouge River as the councillor for a couple of years. And previous to that, I also served as a public school trustee for Scarborough Rouge River as well. So
once upon a time, Toronto City Council had 47 councillors. But after a provincial bill, the Better Local Government Act, came into effect, the city saw a downsizing in municipal leadership. The councillors went from 47 to 25. The Ford government said it would end the, quote, dysfunction at City Hall, and the ward boundaries changed. What used to be Ward 42, Scarborough Rouge River, and Ward 44, Scarborough East, became one single entity, Ward 25.
But I do think that because of the size of the wards, there are a lot of needs that could go unmet. And certain communities and certain pockets of the ward may get a further neglect.
He says the solution to this could be by investing more in local neighborhood organizations as a part of the local governance model to reach those constituents. He's eager to get back to council and finish the work he started 8 years ago.
My priority is my ward, and my priority would be to stand up for my ward and get it delivered.
Municipal elections in Ontario are held every 4 years. The next one is very soon. It's in October 2026. So regardless of who the successful candidate is in this by-election, all candidates may just have to run again in a year's time. Rules are rules. Council did have the option to appoint a temporary replacement, but they opted for a by-election instead. The mayor of Toronto, Olivia Chow, said she felt it was just to let residents decide who would represent them, regardless of how long that councillor's actually in office for. 13 months to make things happen in a city is not a very long time. Another candidate wanting that seat, wanting your vote, Walter Alvarez Bardales, he's aware of that. Because of the shortened term, he says no candidate is in the position of making any, quote, grandiose promises. But he says there's certain things that a councillor can do immediately to help the community. And for this candidate, housing is top of mind.
I would support housing projects like the one at 25 Sewells Road, where they help people that need affordable housing, can't afford otherwise. So we can continue to support those. And also, I would advocate for using part of the constituency budget to provide direct support to local shelters.
The affordable housing project at Sewells Road is scheduled to open this month. 201 apartments will be available for less than 100% of the average market rate, the most the ward's ever seen. As for local shelters, while the city scrambles to accommodate over 15,000 people on the shelter waitlist, no shelter exists currently in this ward. As part of the city's plan to expand the shelter system, there are 14 more shelter locations to be determined. One of them could very well be in this ward. We asked Alvarez Bardales how we'd go about having these conversations, given the pushback shelters have gotten in other wards, like the site at Girard Street East in Scarborough Southwest.
You mentioned supporting local shelters as part of your campaign platform and being in support of affordable housing. There are a lot of people, Walter, who are against shelters being built. How would you mitigate those concerns?
Well, I would start by validating their feelings and understanding that from an intellectual point of view, their concern is valid, because if we do things without proper planning, without proper infrastructure, essentially what we're doing, we're passing the problem to future generations, generations down the road. So I would agree with their concerns. And as a council, one of the things that I would do immediately is do a gentle density study for this ward, so that we don't base it on feelings, or we don't base it on hypotheticals, we base it on hard facts. Then we can see the amount of growing that this work can do, and do it safely without affecting the livelihood of the current citizens, and that it's in par with the current infrastructure. Because when we increase the density without improving the infrastructure, that's where problems happen.
Alvarez Bardales is a former refugee from Guatemala. He fled to Toronto during the Civil War, and for a while, he lived on the streets.
I know how the system works, but because I have been poor and homeless, and also a homeowner, I know the struggle from both sides, and I see... I envision a city councillor that doesn't just speak beautiful things, but actually can relate to people.
Alvarez Bardales and Shan also saw eye to eye on transit, particularly the lack of it. We'll dive more into this in the next episode, where we'll hear from three new candidates.
People are not going to use public transit if it's not efficient and if it's not affordable, so that's got to be a priority.
You can't fight the past battles.
If the transit issue was resolved many years ago, we would have not seen this type of disparity, especially the underserved neighborhoods.
by Election Day is September 29th, there will be 2 days of advance voting on September 20th and 21st. Met Radio reached out to all candidates who made their contacts available. Out of the 20 candidates running, 8 of them got back to us for an interview. This is Mia Johnson reporting, your community journalist, at Met Radio CJTM 1280 AM in Toronto, Ontario. Additional reporting and fact-checking for this episode was done by Kinza Safar. Our music is produced by Robert Johnston. This episode wouldn't have been possible without the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.